Any views, thoughts, or opinions expressed on the Rejuvenating Health podcast are solely that of the speakers and are intended as such. Please contact your trusted medical practitioner for medical advice. Let's go, girls. Hey, ladies, welcome back to the Rejuvenating Health podcast. I'm Shauna, and I'm here with women's health nurse practitioner, Lindsay Van Schoik. If you missed any of our previous episodes, please go back and check those out. There's a ton of helpful information in there. And in today's episode, we're going to chat about menopause, which is a huge topic for women today.
Yeah, I feel like there's not really a lot of education about it. Well, the people that are in menopause now never got any education about it growing up. I mean, we didn't growing up. And the medical community is so uneducated about menopause as well. So I think first we just need to define what menopause is. Again, I know we've done this on the podcast, but I still think there's new listeners and people just need to be reiterated on what menopause is. So menopause is the cessation of your period. You can go through surgical menopause where your ovaries are removed and like, boom, you're in menopause that day. That's abrupt and it can be pretty traumatic. Or you can go through like normal menopause, which is, this is where people get confused. They're like, I'm going through menopause. I'm like, menopause is one day. It's literally one day. It is the day where you have not had a bleed in over a year, like any bleeding, spotting, like no bleeding. Everything before is perimenopause. Everything after is postmenopause. You can have menopause symptoms, perimenopause symptoms, 10 years before you ever have that last menstrual cycle. And you can have menopause symptoms 10 years, more years after you have that last menstrual cycle. Menopause symptoms are, I've like heard them all, right? Yeah. They're
hot flashes,
trouble sleeping, joint pain, fatigue, low libido, vaginal dryness, hair and skin changes. Someone this week told me they had a stinky armpit. I mean, I'm not going to doubt it. Like, it definitely could be menopause.
Weight gain.
A lot of body composition changes. Lots of things. Like, not feeling like the biggest
brain fog.
Can't remember things. They literally just don't feel like themselves. Like, right. I have had multiple people tell me today, like, I don't know what this is, but I don't wish this upon my worst enemy. Like, I just feel terrible.
Yeah. And,
like, ladies, you do not have to feel that way. Like, the hormone therapy is out there and you should take it. Now, here's the issue. Most doctors, almost all doctors, are not educated on hormone therapy or menopause care for women. That's why there's great companies out there that specialize in this, right? And at Rejuvenating, like we specialize in this too. My other job, Midi Health, like they're great in hormone therapy. But if you're a candidate for hormone therapy, like take advantage of it. Not everyone is a candidate. If you have elevated liver enzymes, you smoke, you have a history of blood clotting, stroke, heart disease, breast cancer, if it's hormone positive, it might not be the thing for you. But for everyone else, you're like, have a consultation with someone about hormone therapy. If they blow you off, know that there are so many other resources out there and that most doctors and OBGYNs are just not educated in menopausal care. I honestly would tell you, I would not, if it was me, I would not even go to my OBGYN for menopausal care because they're not educated. So I have seen so many women and talked to so many women that are on the craziest hormone therapy that is completely not safe. Like,
yeah. And you have to change it when they come to us.
Because they got it from a medi spa, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Or they're on completely wrong dosages, routes. Whoever prescribed it to them did not know what they were doing. So if it were me, or you listeners, I would not just go to my regular OBGYN unless I knew that they were like trained in menopause care. A good way to find if your OBGYN is trained is the National Menopause Society, NAMS. Like you can become a certified menopause practitioner and those people are trained and they are experts in what they're doing. or go to a company like Midi, or there's some other ones that have really good menopausal care out there. But don't just go to your family doctor and expect to get the care that you want, because it is not going to happen. And yeah, you need to have like, it's not a 15-minute conversation. It needs to be like a 30-minute conversation, going over your health history, going over your risk factors, going over your lifestyle, deciding what the best plan of care is, and then discussing the risks, things to look out for, next steps. And you need to be closely monitored. It's not just like, here's your estrogen therapy, see you back next year. Like, no, you need to be followed very closely for a while to see what is happening. The med spas are like not on my good list right now. And really, pellet therapy is not on my good list right now, because most doctors have no effing idea what they're doing. And I have seen women that have gotten pellet therapy that are growing beards and losing their hair because the person that prescribing it to them does not know what they're doing. So
I think it's important to note, though, in this, that you're saying this as someone who works in both. Like, you're not just not working in the conventional office seeing this, you know, you're seeing this done during the day multiple times a week. So you're speaking from experience, not just as someone who doesn't agree with what's happening. Like, you see it in person.
Yeah.
Daily. Yeah. So I want them to understand, it's not just like, oh, I don't like this. Like, you see it and you live it every day and see what's happening.
Yeah. And I'm like not opposed against pellet therapy if you know someone that knows what they're doing, right? And you understand that if you get it, it's in your body for 3 to 4 months and you can't change it. You can't take it out. Like, I think the pellet therapy is great for people if they go to someone that knows what they're doing. But most places, like many spas, whatever, don't know. And just because you went and got a weekend course on menopause therapy, you're not an expert. And yeah, you don't want to lose your whole head of hair because you went to someone that doesn't know what they're doing.
Or grow a beard.
Or yeah, like, your clitoris gets so big that you have a mini penis.
Oh, that's a new one. Yeah. Wow. Nope. Don't want that.
And if you're a man,
especially with the beard.
Listen, if you're a man listening to this too, it's like, I've seen cases where men have gotten way too much and it's turned into estrogen and they can't get an erection anymore and they're growing boobs.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've seen that. I mean, not in person, obviously, but you know.
Right. But it's like, you,
it's crazy.
You really need to go to someone that's specialized in this. And if you can't take hormone replacement therapy, there's so many other good alternatives out there for you. Like vaginal DHEA is something. Well, first of all, if you've had a history of breast cancer or clotting or whatever, like, literally there's almost no one out there that has a contraindication to vaginal estrogen. It's so important for like sexual health, for your vaginal tissues, all that type of stuff. So at the bare minimum, like, get on some Premarin cream, some estrogen cream, and estrene, whatever. That will help with your vaginal tissue, your painful intercourse, all of that type of stuff. Now, if you do have, like, there's so many other alternatives, like paroxetine, a low dose Paxil can help with hot flashes. Oxybutynin can help with hot flashes. Clonidine. There's a lot of different medications that are maybe like off label that can help with hot flashes. There are lots of medications that can help with like mood swings. There are lots of medications that can help you sleep. There's a lot of supplements out there that you can try and go on too. But again, I would not just go on supplements and these things willy-nilly without working with a healthcare provider to see what's best for you, because supplements could interact with other medications and they can cause side effects and all this other stuff. And it's like, I work in conventional medicine and non-conventional medicine, and it's really hard to have these conversations with your healthcare provider, because I will tell you, I worked yesterday and I had 24 patients on my schedule in 6 hours. Like, that gives me maybe 15 minutes max to talk to you.
It's and that's not the most you've had before.
No, so, it's just not enough time. It's not enough time. Now, your body is changing in menopause and you're losing 3% muscle mass consistently. So you can't blame all your weight gain on menopause. You have to blame it on that you're eating too many carbohydrates and processed foods and you're not 20 years old anymore and that you're not moving and that you're not weight training. I think the biggest problem I see with women coming in our program is they're not weight training. Don't you agree?
Yes.
Or moving. Yeah. period. Like,
they're just, yeah, and they're not moving in general. Yeah.
Like, look at your Apple Watch and there's 2,000 steps in the day. I'm like, and I get it. Like, but here's the thing. We hear a lot that they're not moving because they're tired. Okay.
Right.
So get your hormones figured out and get some sleep. But then after that, you need to be working with a health coach to work with you on your nutrition and your movement. And you have to be strength training. Like,
yeah,
no excuse to not do strength training. Because again, you want to be able to get off the toilet and pick your grandkids up.
Right. And we see it all the time. I mean, all the time. Women come in and, you know, they're just exhausted and they're already on medication, but it's wrong. So we get that, you get that straightened out. And then it is, it's amazing. Once the energy picks up, then they can move more, but you're right. They're just exhausted. And so the movement is so low.
Yeah. Whenever we don't have our hormones either, we just become more inflamed. So how many people lately, like you and I both do our initial consults and the food choices that people eat,
yeah,
like, can't make it up. But we switch them to a lower inflammatory diet. Voila. They don't hurt anymore. Yeah. The weight is falling off. Like literally we had that. I had that conversation with one of your clients last week and she's like, I haven't been able to lose weight in how long, right? Like she's been exercising, eating healthy, low calorie. And we flipped some inflammatory foods and watched, she's down like 6 pounds this week or something.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And then another one's down 4 who couldn't lose forever exercising, eating. Yeah. It's just craziness.
Yeah. But you,
once you,
again, don't just like go cutting foods out of your diet without working with a healthcare professional, because eventually you have to reintroduce them and you're going to have huge issues just trying to do all this on your own.
Yeah.
But I like see this all the time in my hometown, like people going to Zumba and aqua aerobics, and I'm not bashing any of that stuff. It's great for you to do that like once or twice a week, but you have to lift weights, and 99% of you women don't know how to do it correctly. And so you might want to get a coach and you might want to like watch someone that can help you. Right. And that's one thing inside Rejuvenating that we do is we have like fitness programs for you. So like we're giving you fitness programs that we know that you should be doing that are good for you.
Right.
It's not aqua aerobics or, you know, some of our clients start out just walking and that is great, but like at some point you have to lift weights.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And I see tons of women thrive in menopause. Like I can't wait. Like, no, I can't wait. I can wait till I'm my mom's age. But my mom is like rock star in menopause, right? Like has her hormones figured out, like goes to CrossFit 4 to 5 times a week, eats healthy. And like, she is fit. Like I hope I look like her when I'm her age. Like, you don't have to be the picture of menopause with a fluffy belly who hair is falling out and your skin looks like shit and you can't keep up with your grandkids. Like, and you can't blame it on menopause because there's so like, it's not an excuse these days. It's 2024. The Women's Health Initiative is 20 years old. People are going back on hormones. You don't have to live like that.
Right. And why would you want to, if there are people that can help you and are willing to help you, you just have to take that leap.
Yeah. But I think, I just can't stress it enough that you have to work with someone that knows what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And that's hard to find, maybe locally, but it's not hard to find.
Right. There are options out there. Yeah. Like us. We would love to help you.
Yeah. We love helping women like this and helping you thrive and not like just survive and menopause. But I mean, if you think about it, like the average woman hits menopause at 50, and if you live to be 80, 90, that's half your life. Half of your life in menopause.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you want to feel good? And you can feel even better the second half. Like there are women who are like way more fit and way more healthy during menopause and after, doing it the right way, than they were even beforehand. Like it's definitely possible. Just because you're in your 40s or 50s doesn't mean that you can't completely change and be super fit. There's no reason.
Yeah. I think my mom's healthier now than she's ever been. Truthfully.
Yeah. Right.
Like if I look at her truthfully, I think that she is. But you also like have to give a shit about it. It's not a magic wand. Right. You have to put in some effort. You have to do some research. Right. Like listen to experts on menopause like us. Peter Attia is really good. Like Huberman has some stuff. Dr. Maria Claire has some stuff. Like there's lots of good people on social media that you could follow. But follow the trusted accounts, right? Like you could, you could go down this rabbit hole of TikTok and social media and get like the most contraindicated, craziest advice and leave so confused. So you have to get it from trusted resources.
Right, right. And if you guys ever have any questions, like we always say, feel free to reach out, send us a message, comment on any of our posts, and we would love to reach out and give you more information or help you with anything that you're struggling with. We love to do that. So please don't hesitate to do that.
Yeah. And I think we need to wrap up this conversation talking about testosterone because I get lots of questions about it. And here's what I will say about it. You need to get your estrogen fixed first and see if that helps with your issues. Estrogen, progesterone, sleep, all of that to see if it helps. I take testosterone. I think it's good, but you need to know that testosterone is only FDA indicated for low libido. Like I take it for that. Like I'll admit it. Like testosterone was 3 and it was non-existent because I'm stressed out, all that type of stuff. It's not indicated for muscle preservation, heart protection, all that type of stuff. You will see a lot of people prescribe it for those, but just know there's not enough research out there to say that it helps with those things. It doesn't, like with bones, muscle, whatever. There's research on men that is done and it does to help with that stuff. But on women, the research is just not out there. So I see too many women going to clinics to get testosterone when they're not healthy, they're not taking care of themselves, and they think just getting testosterone is going to be this like, oh, amazing thing, and it doesn't help. And then you just wasted a shit ton of money on it because it's not covered by your insurance, right?
Right.
It's a good thing and it can help you, but you need, again, to be getting it from someone that knows what they're doing. You shouldn't have levels in the 300s. That's the level of a man. Like you're going to have side effects from that. Not like in the dosage, we've talked about this before, but it all depends on your sex hormone binding globulin, all that type of stuff. But like a normal physiological woman level for women is like 50 to 60. I'm okay if it gets like 100, 150 max, if you have a really high sex hormone binding globulin, but you should not have levels above that. And that's where I see a lot of the pellet stuff get messed up because people dose people too high and then they have all these really high levels and they get side effects. And you just need to be making sure that you're taking it for the right reason. If you're stressed out, not spending time with your spouse, not spending alone time, like not even like attempting to go on a date with your significant other, then you're going to have low libido because you're not connecting with them. Like getting testosterone is not going to be some like magic pill that makes you just want to jump into bed with your spouse. Like get a grip on your lifestyle first.
Right. Yeah. Just like with weight loss, you know, you have to get a grip on your lifestyle. There's no magic pill. You have to put in the work.
Yeah. Testosterone is just like Ozempic. Like they're both like, you want this magic for wonderful thing, but you have to put in work.
Right. Yeah.
So, but I would say like get your estrogen fixed first. You don't have to be, and you don't have to be postmenopausal to get estrogen therapy. I think that's a big misconception too. Because you can have hot flashes and night sweats and all those fluctuating hormones before menopause ever happens, and you don't have to suffer through that. Now, I don't really recommend hormone testing a lot, like for estrogen and progesterone specifically before perimenopause, because it's like a roller coaster of stuff. But like you should get your thyroid tested and maybe your testosterone and your sex hormones and stuff like that. It's just really hard to look at estrogen and progesterone levels perimenopausal because they're literally all over the place. But that's my rant and tangent and all the good stuff about menopause care. And there are lots of good providers out there. You just need to make sure that you find one.
Yeah, no. And I think that that's helpful because a lot of the women that we see every single day are struggling through this. And I think it's good for them to hear again, even though we do say it all the time, that it doesn't have to be that way. And that there are people out there who are willing to help them and guide them through the process so that they can feel better and go through it with ease. Yeah. So if you ladies, like I said earlier, if you have any questions or you need any more info, or even if there's something that you need information on, we can definitely get that for you. So please reach out and check out all of our other episodes from the past, because there's great information on hormones and things in those as well. But we will catch you next time. See ya.
Hi, ladies.